Hi, I'm Dr. Ray Calabrese. Welcome to my podcast, Journey from Grief to Healing. Grief is difficult, I know. I lost my best friend and wife after a long marriage. In this series of podcasts, I am sharing my book, Grieving, Walking Through the Darkness with you. You'll discover that what you are experiencing, physically and emotionally, is normal. Healing is possible, and it is tied to the painful but powerful life lessons we learn. Remember, love always wins, and life will get better. In Episode 7, M convinces me to try journaling. Episode 7. Ray, it will help you if you journal about what you feel and your grieving experiences. When I was where you are, I read everything I could find on grieving. I tried everything. Few things helped. The most helpful thing to me was journaling and freely expressing my emotions. You have to bring your sorrow in the sunlight. I didn't hold anything back. I still journal, and it's a bit over 4 years since Peter died. The tone of my journal entries changed over the time, as they should. Yours will, too. I grimaced and nodded. I remembered having my students journal in the change class I taught at the university. It benefited them to see the gradual changes they made with their lives over the course of the semester. Do you think I should wait? I'm sucking wind right now. You need to begin because you are sucking wind. If you stuff the emotions, they will tear you apart and hurt those you most love. Give it a try, Em urged. Where do you think I should begin? What should I journal about? I asked. You're carrying a lot of baggage, Ray. You need to unpack it, or it's going to burden you for the rest of your life. Journaling will help lighten the load. So one day, you will fly unafraid through the clouds. Let your journal reflect your deepest emotions, deepest feelings, and perceptions of what happened to Barb and you. Try journaling about your grieving experiences. It will help. When you finish, take a day off and go back to journaling. Try to make sense of what you witnessed. Journaling will help you release some of the suffering you're experiencing. Keep a box of Kleenex nearby. You'll need it. Journaling is hard emotional work, but it pays off big time in the end. Take your time. Remember, don't try to journal all at once. You've got a lot of things to do regarding bank accounts and the like. Take care of all the paperwork first, then begin journaling. If you do this, it will take some of the clutter out of your mind. Is journaling hard emotional work? Writer's block won't be a problem. I've never experienced it. I've always freely expressed my emotions. I didn't know it at the time. I found journaling required me to keep a box of Kleenex nearby. M and I ended our lunch. I went off to take care of details of being single, living alone, and working my way through 401 accounts, Social Security, deeds, joint bank accounts, car titles. The list was growing by the minute. It took a week to get the paperwork in order. I never heard of a medallion stamp. I never want to hear of one again. Babe's life was worth a $250 death benefit from Social Security. I felt my anger rising as I wrote this sentence. I am unpacking baggage I've been carrying since Babe entered the hospital. My mind returned to the hospital. My thoughts about the uncaring health care professionals I met tied my stomach in knots. I felt like a ripe fruit. It was time to journal and begin the painful process of unpacking my emotions. Thank you for listening. In the next three episodes, I share three of my journals. It was difficult unpacking my emotions, and I think you'll see that. It helped me immensely, and I know it will help you as well. Thanks for listening. If you like this podcast, please hit the like button. Please subscribe to get notifications of future episodes. You can also check out my blog, Looking on the Bright Side, at www.dancingalone530.com. It's all positive and uplifting. If you have any questions about my grieving experience or want to share your grieving experiences with me, please email me at ray.breese@gmail.com. My book, Grieving, Walking Through the Darkness, is available on Amazon. Have a great day and stay strong. Never quit. Never give up.